7th District Legislative Update. I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
And once again, you're busy defending Second Amendment rights here in Olympia.
Oh my gosh, every year there are numerous bills designed to erode our right to keep and bear arms. Look, law-abiding citizens are not the problem. They've never been the problem. You look at cities like Chicago, they have some of the strictest gun control legislation, and they are one of the unsafest cities in the United States. This is not the problem. My message is, if we're going to get at this issue, you need to be dealing with mental health. You need to make sure that people get the help that they need. You need to quit decriminalizing drugs. You need to quit being soft on crime. You need more enhanced sentencing for people who commit crimes with guns. We need to deal with those things and leave law-abiding citizens alone. It is our constitutional right to have our firearms and to use them and to use them for our protection, God forbid if we need to use them for that. And I'm just so sick and tired of just this continued assault on that. We are going to fight them tirelessly, but we need your help.
You have a couple energy bills. Tell us about those.
Well, those are designed to help make sure that electricity is reliable and affordable. And it's interesting. I know that the chair's not thrilled with the bills. I talked to him and he said, you know, these are controversial. Now, let me just describe controversy. It allows hydropower, new hydropower development, and it would allow the use of clean natural gas, which, by the way, I have to remind folks, meets our emission performance standards. These are needed if we are going to get to the clean energy future that they want. If we're going to continue to build wind and solar that aren't available 24/7, then we need hydropower. We need natural gas. We need nuclear. We need these sources that are available when you need them. And I would argue it really helps them get where they're going with the clean energy future that the state desires. Might not have been my desire to go in that direction at that point, but really these are helpful. So I've told the chair, you say you want an open conversation. You say that you want this very deliberative dialogue. These bills are part of that dialogue. So stay tuned.
7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. I'm Tracy Ellis.